Dear friends at the Bellworth Park Catholic Community, this is Father Scott with another reflection. Do you know about Thomas Jefferson's Bible? Late in his life, well, first let me say he struggled a lot with Christianity. But late in his life, he took a Bible, went to the Gospels, and anything that referred to a miraculous deed by Jesus, his resurrection, with a razor and a piece of scissors, he cut it out. When this Bible was found, all these pages, because he didn't believe in the miraculous. He didn't believe in miracles. He didn't believe in Jesus' resurrection. Now, he would say that if you read his Bible, you would see that Jesus was a moral man, that he had great wisdom to share, but he was not divine. Think about that. Let's follow through on that, on his thinking. If we take away the miraculous from the Gospels, if we take away Jesus' resurrection, we have a nice guy. But that's not going to be any consolation to us. We base our belief not only on Jesus' miracles, but primarily on his resurrection from the dead. And if these disciples of his, who were slow learners, if they were willing to die rather than deny the resurrection, that should speak powerfully to us. Jesus was not a liar. And whether Thomas Jefferson was too polite to come right out and call him a liar or not, by doing away with the miracles and doing away with the resurrection, when he spoke powerfully of all that, he's making Jesus a liar. Now let's talk about the times in which we live. They're very challenging times. We all know that. And we need miracles. We need to believe in the miracles of Jesus. We need to believe that miracles still happen. And we certainly, especially when you get to be my age, you need to believe in the resurrection, in an afterlife. Jefferson was wrong. In fact, since we call Jefferson's Bible, think of this, okay? I'm sure you heard this before. I didn't make this up. Bible is spelled B-I-B-L-E. Each letter stands for something. B-I-B-L-E stands for Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. Notice leaving Earth? We believe, I hope you do, in eternal life. I hope you believe in heaven. St. Paul says, if Jesus died and didn't rise from the dead, we're the most pitiable of people because we've been lied to. Jefferson was wrong and Jesus was right. I have a prayer that I want to end with, okay? We live with the COVID and everything else going on, the results of the election and however that made you feel, and the economy. I mean, we could just line up all the issues, okay? So this prayer is called A Prayer in Troubled Times. God, source of life and center of our being, with humility I place myself and my situation in your hands. Protect my family, friends, and myself. Help us create a better future for the world, for our nation, for ourselves. Lift the depression and fill me with trust and hope. Give wisdom to those working on the issues of the economic recovery in a renewed society. Teach me to value what is truly important in life and not let my heart and spirit shrink in despair and anxiety. You are the good God who is still in charge of the universe. Humble us to learn from this experience and be purified and refined as beloved children of a loving God. You are our hope and life support. Amen.